Chris, Columbus, Ohio, Steve Roberts is on a high-tech bicycle odyssey across America. Not only is he riding across America, he's also writing about it.
Louisiana has turned out to be the friendliest state of the 14 I've pedaled since leaving Ohio last September.
Steve Roberts is riding across America. His high-tech bicycle odyssey started in Columbus, Ohio, and 7 months, 4,500 miles later, rolled into Baton Rouge. High-tech indeed. His Winnebico, as he calls it, is a self-designed recumbent bicycle, complete with solar-powered security system, CB radio, and all. Loaded down with 70 pounds of gear, he pedals about 16 miles an hour. And if you don't think that's fast, just try keeping up.
I don't have. If you and I took off for a 100-mile ride, at the end of the day, you'd probably have numb fingers, a sore neck, a sore back. That problem, too. Whereas this is very comfortable. It's designed to fit my body exclusively, so.
Steve Roberts is riding across America, riding with a microcomputer. The author of several books on microcomputers writes magazine and newspaper articles about his adventure. He'll also write a book at Trip's End, Computing Across America, on how to maintain a full-time business while on the road. After all, by plugging the computer into an ordinary payphone, he communicates with the office, clients, and hundreds of other home computer whizzes along a communications network called CompuServe.
And I'm actually getting more work done while traveling than I did sitting in a three-bedroom ranch in suburbia in the middle of Ohio.
Why do you think that's important to relate that to other people?
Because it doesn't have to be just on a bicycle. You can do it in a motorhome or a yacht or in your own house. The technology finally exists to let you maintain a stable business presence and interact effectively with the whole world of information.
Steve Roberts is riding and riding across America.
What it all really boils down to is the delight of my own experience. I wanted to have an adventure and to beat the freedom versus security trade-off.
I licked that windshield.
Steve Roberts' ride will end sometime, who knows when, in Oregon. That's where he's headed from here, headed to Texas, and then on up.
Right into his office, too, with his computer.
It's incredible. It's something we should do. Just take off, take a computer with you.
We do live remotes. I mean, but not actually on
not like that.
No.
Okay.